Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. An abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Ah! Fall is in the air. The dreaded moon larvae crawl from their shells and engage in that most horrible mating practice, moon larvae rutting. Rutting. Forever rutting. Oh, the fleshy slaps keep me up at night as the moon larvae struggle to survive in this barren, burning wasteland at the end of time and space. It just makes you fall in love all over again. In your future, the most blessed bond in the solar system, that between Earth and its moon, will be torn asunder by tribal warfare. Which side will you fall upon? And which side of skin will you fight?
God, it's hot in here. Whew, that steam.
Oh, put some more water on these rocks.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
It really does make a difference.
It does.
All the tension of this war.
Yeah.
It gets into my muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the nanobots.
Oh, man. I remember when they got into my muscles the first time, John.
Yeah. You like it for a while.
Yeah, sure. It feels good, right?
I mean, yeah, it made us into perfect soldiers.
Yeah.
We don't even have to make a choice. The nanobots control our muscles completely.
It's like we were puppets, but the puppet masters were really, really, really small.
Yeah, working together.
Yeah.
In perfect harmony.
In concert, would you say?
That's what I would say if I had a stronger grasp of the English language.
You do fine, John. We got someone knocking.
This is just
a two-man steam room, okay? It's a two-man steam room.
John, Barry, are you in there?
Yeah, we're in here. We're taking a steam.
We need you.
We are on shore leave.
This is our down cycle, Rex.
Earth is attacking. The moon needs defending.
Oh, goddamn, it's defending.
They broke the peace treaty.
What? They broke the peace treaty? Hold on a second.
Earth is attacking.
Give me a towel.
Can I please just open the door?
Give me your towel.
All right.
Why won't you open the door?
Because he has to put a towel on.
I have to put a towel on.
My superior officer.
I'm like a doctor. I've seen it. Just open the door.
You've seen it, but you haven't seen this. Just let me get the door.
Why is there so much steam?
John poured some more water on the rocks.
This is just a room full of rocks. This is not a spa.
Well, it's a moon. What do you want? This is the best we can do.
I heated the rocks with my lasers.
We need our two best soldiers. Earth is attacking now. There's no time for a steam room in the rocks.
God damn it, Rex.
Okay.
If they really needed us, they'd activate the nanobots in our muscles.
Exactly.
That's why I'm here. We activated them already, but you weren't responding.
What the hell?
It must be the steam.
Get me that diagnostic kit.
But it's my only one.
Well, just give it to me. Give me that diagnostic kit.
Now I'm completely naked.
Yeah, all right, here. Let me see this. Blood sample. Give me some of your blood.
What?
Just give me some of your blood. Squeeze it in there. Your nanobots are offline, John.
But without my nanobots, I've got to use my own muscles and my own coordination and my own instinct.
You were selected originally because you didn't have any muscles, any coordination, or any instinct. You were augmented to become the perfect soldier, but without your nanobots, you're nothing.
You are in full control of your own muscles now. You can do this.
Rex, I've got an idea.
I'm listening.
We gotta boot camp this up old time. We gotta get him ready to fight.
And you!
Okay, me too.
Wait a second. Give me the diagnostic.
It's the only one.
Give me your diagnostic.
Here.
Jesus
now,
Christ.
Now, your blood. Yeah!
There's only a more accurate way to do this.
That's a lot. I shouldn't have given you so much blood.
Gosh.
How are you going to read the display with all that blood on there?
I have no instincts.
Here's a squeegee. I use this for the door.
Your nanobots are offline!
What's wrong? Yes. I knew something was
clearly
different.
If both of you, we could listen.
I've got no instinct, no coordination.
You have it all inside you all along.
If only I believed that.
Free will at last?
Believe it. That's an order. Defend this moon from those horrible earthlings.
All right.
Barry.
John.
For the first time without nanobots, we gotta go to war.
Rex, can we count on you to be there?
I will be in your earpiece the entire time. Commanding safely from Moonbase.
All right, Rex. You're gonna be at HQ. John, let's get to our jetpacks.
Yeah. Should we get dressed first?
Please. Please get dressed.
All right. Jumpsuits.
On.
Shoes.
On.
Goggles.
On.
Headphones.
Don't know how to use these.
No, we don't need these.
Well, how?
Just put in your earpieces?
Right, earpieces. Oh, yeah. That's not headphones. Earpieces.
All right. On. In.
All right. Let's get to the launch bay. We gotta get in those fighters.
Gentlemen, can you hear me in your earpieces?
You're live, Rex. Go.
Listen. The Earthlings are attacking from the south pole of the moon. They figured no one would be there. It's the dark side right now.
I have a question.
I'm listening.
There's a south pole to the moon? Does the moon have a magnetic field?
It's just for reference.
So it's a geographical reference, but not an electromagnetic reference?
No, it's not an electro... Just,
the
please.
Nanobots augmented my understanding of where I was.
It sounded better if I said south pole as opposed to bottom side of the moon.
You're a good man, Rex.
All right.
I hope to God to see your face.
Launching you out the bay now.
We'll always have that steam room.
To the bottom side of the moon.
Fine. Bottom side.
Why do those Earth scum have to break this treaty in the first place? Can't they just accept the moon as independent of their brutal regime?
Avarice, greed, self-loathing. The three defining characteristics of the Earthling. We should have known better than to trust them.
Yeah. And yet, we are their kin.
We are their kin. Their distant relatives. Once we separated from the Earth people, we took a different evolutionary path. Assisted by the nanobots, of course. And Rex.
Okay, here they come.
They're
it's just you two against a phalanx of ships.
They're flying augmented biplanes in space.
God damn it.
Retrofitted biplanes.
They must be out of... This must be the last. God, things must be going... Oh, what am I trying to... This!
It's all right!
Ah.
It's all right, look at me!
God.
Look at me, you're losing it!
I don't... The nanobots made me smart, Barry.
Did you call me Mary?
Did I?
My name is not Mary.
Barry?
Barry.
Mary!
Yes?
The Earthlings must have exhausted the rest of their arsenal. They only have biplanes left.
That's it, biplanes.
Space biplanes. You'll see them wearing helmets and driving biplanes in space. The key is to knock their helmets off.
Okay.
That's it?
That's it. That's a pretty simple objective. Thank you, Rex. I've got an idea, John. Since you're so useless.
I really am.
So completely useless without your nanobots, I'm gonna make the ultimate sacrifice.
Wait, you're gonna... What?
I'm gonna shrink myself down to nanobot size, crawl inside you.
Barry, it might only be a one-way trip.
I'm kind of hoping it is. What kind of life is this, living on the moon in a room full of rocks that you pour water on day after day?
But the steam feels so good.
It does. It dilates our pores. We relax. We let the tension go.
Living on the moon is what we were born to do. We're moon colonialists.
It's true, it's true. Our bone density is only a fifth of that of the Earthlings. One strong breeze and we'll snap like twigs.
Your bone density will be a lot less when you shrink yourself down and inject yourself into my bloodstream.
You said a mouthful.
I don't know what I just said.
You know exactly what you said.
Mary, if you're gonna do this, then goddammit, just do it.
Is it time to activate the shrink ray and go for the Hail Berry?
Thanks, Rex.
Here we go.
That was a good one.
Shrink ray, make go now.
Getting smaller. Oh, my jumpsuit's getting baggy. What the? My goggles are slipping off. My earpiece fell out. Getting tired.
Oh, my God.
John, remember me as I was, John.
Barry.
Remember me as I was.
Barry, you're shrinking, but your clothes aren't. I'd seen it before, but I hadn't seen that.
Everything's so big from down here. John, can you hear me? I'm down here on the control panel.
Barry, climb onto my finger.
The ridges in your fingerprints are like the Grand Canyon.
Listen, buddy.
Yes.
I don't know what to do now. Should I rub my eye or something?
Your breath is like a typhoon. You're bursting my eardrums.
John, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Ingest him now. He will control your muscles from the inside, and the two of you can work together as a team.
Barry.
Yeah?
I gotta eat you, buddy.
Oh, dude. Oh, I was hoping you'd say those words.
For how long?
Forever!
Ow!
Oh, easy now. Easy. Move your tongue slowly. Can you still hear me?
Well, you're tickling my tongue.
Yeah! I am going to go into your body sublingually.
Okay.
That is under your tongue. I will get into your bloodstream through the saliva ducts under your tongue. Do you understand?
I'm going to lift my tongue now.
Ah. Oh. It's magical under here. It's like a cavern. A wet, dewy cavern.
John, it's up to you. Now with Barry inside you, he has to help you defeat these biplanes.
All right, Barry. God damn it, I hope you make my muscles work.
I'm going to your cerebral cortex right now.
Grr! Grr! Grr!
You may be in the wrong spot.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm in the wrong spot. I get your mouth.
Oh.
All right.
Better. All right.
I've got it.
My hands. Taking control of the blaster.
That's right. Okay.
What do you call these blasters?
They're called...
Blasters.
Blasters.
Got it. All right. I'm ready.
Grip them.
I am.
All right. Now we're going to perform that maneuver that we learned back in the academy. You know what to do, right?
You know what to do, right?
Right.
Then... Shoot the blasters.
I hit one.
Yeah.
Now do that 40 more times.
Oh, God. Half of this battle's all about stamina.
Barry, work my eyeballs.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna get... You know what? I'm gonna leave the control center. Your hands look like they've got it covered. I'm up to your eyeballs.
Okay.
All right. I'm just pulling you under optic nerves here.
I see another one.
There it is. Yes. Nicely done. Oh, last one.
Yay.
Get him.
Suck it, Earthlings.
Gentlemen, working together with Barry inside of John, you destroyed a phalanx of Earth soldiers and saved the moon. Thank you. All of us here at the moon. Me and Kevin. Both of us. Thank you for saving our lives.
Think there's any kind of metal I can swallow to send down into my body? My bloodstream, perhaps? Stick a metal in my bloodstream for my buddy Barry?
I appreciate it.
He's the real hero.
He is a real hero. I haven't mentioned that the shrink ray, there's no reverse. He's inside of you permanently, John.
Barry, did you hear that? Where are you now, anyways?
I'm up by your eardrum, pal. I heard all of it. Guess I'm in here for the long haul.
You're now Nano Barry.
Nano Barry.
I ate a yogurt called that once. Nano Barry.
Good one, John.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was like a Logan Berry, but smaller, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Tell you what. Come on back to the moon base. I'll heat up the rocks and get the steam room ready for you both.
I gotta pour some water on these rocks. Get out of this jumpsuit. I think I've earned myself a little bit of R&R shore leave.
It's pretty hot.
Wow, if it's hot for you, then it must be really hot for me. Am I cooking myself?
Yeah,
I'm cooking like an egg in here.
Maybe ease off on the steam a little bit, John.
Sorry, guys. Rex, when did you get here?
I've been here the whole time.
Good Lord.
This is a nice steam room.
And one towel between us.
Yep. Too bad it's the shrunk towel with you.
So true.
So here we are.
Yep.
Three naked guys on the moon.
Well, and Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Are you not just looking?
He's so weird.
He's creepy.
He is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry, look at you.
Yeah, here I am. I came out of his cuticle.
Barry.
Yeah.
You can come and go as you please.
Yeah, absolutely. I realized that since you tend to bite your nails, and you had a small little cut by your cuticle there, and I thought, hey, there's some light there, and I headed out.
Do you want to live in my hair?
Well, I guess.
It just looks bad now because it's all steamy and wet and sweaty.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to. I'm offering you a place to live, that's all. You can live in my hair if you want. You don't have to. You can live somewhere else. You can live in the corner of... Let's watch out for moon spiders.
True enough.
You can live at my house.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
Thanks for the offer, Kev, but I think I'll take John up on his and climb into the old follicles.
Well, it only makes sense that the best team of soldiers we have live together and get to know each other quite well. You'll be working together often, should Earth attack again.
I'll be needing this guy inside of me.
I'll be pulling the levers.
Twisting the knobs.
Yanking on your optic nerves.
Kevin, please.
Kevin, God, this is military talk.
So weird.
Earth Attacks, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as John, Lee Smart as Nano Barry, and Nug Nargang as Rex and Kevin. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.